So I wanted to ask, first of all, about the Bach that opened the program and the Ravel, because you arranged them yourselves, you know. There was a fellow who came up to me after the concert, and he said, I always wondered what the Italian concerto was missing for me, and now I know how I think I should be hearing it.
Wow.
And so that's how he felt about the way it was arranged by you for organ. What prompted you to consider doing that?
Well, it's a piece I've always liked, and I never actually learned it when I was studying piano, but I knew of it, and I always enjoyed performances of it, and I thought, you know, I think this could work well on the organ, and it's the kind of thing that Bach did with concertos of Vivaldi, arranging them for solo organ. His own works, he transcribed movements from cantatas to play them on the organ, and there was a lot of that transcribing going on, and I thought I think this would work on organ. It's actually a sound that Bach would know more than the sound of a modern piano. Mm-hmm. So I love playing it on the organ. Yeah, I think it's really fun.
And the Ravel, you said, is your remark during the concert is that you were lamenting, of course, that Ravel did not write for the organ, really, but it sounded so beautiful in this arrangement.
Thank you. I really do love Ravel's music, and I wish he had chosen to write for the organ, but this is a way to not only play Ravel on the organ, but to give the organ a moment to be a little more mysterious and sensual and exotic a little bit, and I like that.
You're very physical in your performance, I think, as well, which I thought was fantastic. You know, to really watch somebody get into the performance, you use your whole body as you're there at the organ, and I'm observing you. And I want to know how you're feeling while you're playing.
I don't think about it too much. It's just always been something that I've done. I tend to practice very still, but in performance, I seem to move around quite a bit, and it's not something I think about doing or put on. It just feels natural to me and helps me connect with the moment, and I hope helps communicate the music. Some performers of any instrument stay very still, and others like me tend to move around a little bit. So for me, it just seems to help me focus. Actually, it helps me just feel and get into the music.
And there must be a great physicality with this particular instrument as well. I mean, you know, you've got, you know, a flute player can play a flute, but when you have an organ, then it's a very physical thing.
It is. I think it's exciting to watch an organist play an organ. You have all of the buttons and all of the keyboards, and the feet are moving, and opening and closing swell pedals, and moving up and down the keyboards. It's exciting to watch. It's really more like, I think, being a conductor and conducting a whole orchestra, because a great organ really has many different sounds, many different kinds of instruments in a way in it. And you're, as an organist, you're bringing on and introducing different instruments and conducting this great orchestra.
You mentioned that you know, of course, you started out playing piano when you were young. When did you decide that you wanted to make the switch and start learning organ? And what was it that clicked in your head and said, you know what, I love that sound, I want to do that?
When I was 10, I saw a pipe organ in a church for the first time. And I was with my fourth grade class, and we were walking into the church for Mass, and I turned around and looked up at the organ, and I was just in awe. I was mesmerized by it. Of course, I was quickly reprimanded for not staying in line and facing forward, but I something clicked, something connected, and I was just mesmerized by the sight and sound of it. And the closer I got to the organ, I was fascinated with all of the buttons and the stops and the keyboards and everything mechanical about it. And now I love it for all of those reasons, but as well as the variety of sounds that it has, everything from soft sounds that just whisper and purr to sounds that just rip your head off. It's got everything in between.
Well, Christopher Houlihan, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Beautiful performance.
Thank you. My pleasure.